The Church Media Podcast, episode number 61, Where to Find Creative Inspiration with Matt Fridge. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media productions in your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world. Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, welcome to the Church Media Podcast. Thanks for hanging out this week. Our goal is to help you create dynamic experiences and build a solid, thriving media production team at your church. We do that by offering up some premium church media knowledge and talking with the best minds in the field. Today on the show, I'll share part two of my interview with Matt Fridge. Matt is a professional filmmaker, cinematographer, and director. He shared with us last week some tips for video beginners. Be sure to catch up if you missed it. You can go directly to the show notes page for that episode by going to 1230media.com/060, as in episode number 60. In this week's portion of the interview, Matt shares some great places to find inspiration. Most church creatives look to top churches, Elevation, New Spring, Church on the Move, North Point. And those are great places to watch, but it's not the only place that you should go for inspiration. I was there when Elevation started years ago. I was on staff at New Spring. Here's the thing that you may not know. Leaders at these churches are not solely watching other churches to see what they're doing. They are watching concerts, halftime at the Super Bowl, great content from television networks, movies, and more. Side note here. I'm a huge movie buff. I have an embarrassingly large movie collection. I've shared this and confessed this before. It's bad. I love movies. I watch movies sometimes that I know I'm not going to like, but sometimes I watch them for specific reasons. The way they tell a story in a new way, the effects or CGI that was used, the film effects they added, stuff like that. I also know and love watching behind the scenes and candid interviews with directors and crew members of a film or a TV show. I love shows and segments like Inside the Actor's Studio, Larry King, Charlie Rose. The Hollywood Reporter does these roundtables where they get several directors or crew members or actors together and just talk about craft. I want to know where I can learn the details of how they did something, why they did something. Picking up stuff along the way helps me in the moment when I'm creating content where ideas can come a little quicker because I have that pool of knowledge to access. Matt's going to share some other ways and places that you as a creative can find inspiration for your content or experiences. I hope these tricks will help you this week. My exclusive interview with Matt is moments away.
And now, your church media resource of the week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
Hey everyone, Dan Bracken here from Ginghamsburg Church in Tip City, Ohio, with your church media resource of the week. In 1994, Ginghamsburg moved into a brand new building. At the time, Ginghamsburg was also one of the first churches in the world to install a projector screen in their main worship space. An amazing book was released a few years later that digs through the theology of the practice of church media. Out on the Edge by Mike Slaughter has given me a foundational understanding of media and its place in the church. Nowadays, it's an out-of-print rare gem, but can be found on Amazon for as little as a penny.
For more free resources for your team, visit 1230media.com/training. This is an exclusive interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get shareable content and free resources for your team at 1230media.com/podcast. Here's Carl now.
Okay, so I'd like to shift our conversation to another topic that I'm excited about, And that is where to find great creative inspiration. I've said this before. A lot of churches just look to other churches for creative inspiration, which is good. But there are so many more places to get inspired for sermon series content, and interviews, and live production ideas, that sort of thing. So give me some thoughts here. Where do we start when looking for great inspiration? I know we have 10 things that we'd like to share on this regard. So get us started. What's number one?
Well, you mentioned other churches, and that. Let's just start there for a second. There's up and down sides to that. The upside is when you look at a church like North Point or Elevation, Church on the Move, I think is a group with Gospel Bill, so I love what they're doing there. Life Church, any of those churches that are they have a lot of resources. Looking at what they do helps us to see what's possible. Wow, okay, that's what they're doing. That's what they're saying. But I think the downside is then to say, well, let's just do that. And there are times where, you know what, let's just do that. We don't have time. We need to just get something out there, and we're gonna just take an idea and mold it and morph it into something that we're gonna do. And that's fine. But what happens is in anything, like if you're a filmmaker and you only watch films, if you're an artist and you only look at paintings, you basically open yourself up to just Xeroxing, you're just copying, and every copy loses a generation. So, if one person is being inspired by, a song, and then they write a song from that, and then you see their song, and then you write a song off of that, and somebody, you're just degrading that inspiration. So I'd say dig deeper. See what they're doing. Use it as like a starting point. Wow, that was an amazing video that they did. I wonder where they got that idea. Like that's the question we should be asking. Not, oh, that's a great idea, I'm going to steal it. Because we shouldn't be stealing anything. God's given us all the ability to be creative. So that's what I would say about like other churches. Like they're super important to look at. But like let's go another level deeper than just what they're doing.
That's good. And I do think that other churches are great to look at. Like I have an Evernote notebook that's just chock full of just links to Vimeo accounts, YouTube channels, things like that from other churches to hit those every now and then. See what series they're doing. See what other creative video elements they're doing. See what worship songs they're playing, that sort of thing. So other churches are definitely a great inspiration place to go for inspiration. All right, Matt, give us number two.
Yeah, so I think that for me, a lot of what I try and do as a filmmaker is go to like, what are people feeling? What are people thinking? What are they really like? And I'm not just talking about like, church people, but like real human people, which is who Jesus was like trying to connect with and he was walking with. And so his message was to people. And so like we need to understand that. And so one way that I think, there are many ways, but I'll just give one way is to listen to music. And not just K-Love or church music. I know there are people that need to listen to that. That's really important to them. And I'm not saying like give up Christian music in any way, but there are some other types of music. I love like folk. I love just to hear like the cry of people's hearts that aren't necessarily about God, because I want to know like what are they struggling with, what's important to people that are different than me, so that I can then say, wow, I never even thought of that. How could we create something that helps them in that need sort of connect to God? Like, God has an answer for that. So music is great because people, they sing their hearts, and they sing concepts that but they're struggling with. In some others, they, I'm not like a huge, top 40 fan or anything like that. So I like to sort of get away from the sort of top layer and go a little bit deeper in that. So I think music is a great way to do that.
I agree. I would say that number three would be websites. So not just Vimeo and YouTube accounts, like I mentioned before, but have yourself a good list of websites. Now, I'm going to give you a few here. All right, and Matt, feel free to jump in with your own. But here's my quick list of creative inspiration websites. Designspiration.net is one. SeriesIdeas.com and StageDesignIdeas.com, both by my friend Jonathan Malm. He manages those. Creative Market is another place to go that's got some great stuff that you can actually purchase, elements and different things. Instructables.com, creative.com, creativeboom.com is another website, and then font sites. DeFont is a great site to go to, and other sites like that. The Envato Market, Envato, has several different departments like Video Hive, Graphic River. They have several different graphic design and video subsets and categories that you can look at for inspiration. And we'll put all these, this list of stuff on the show notes page for this episode, so don't feel like you have to remember everything. We'll put it all in a nice, tight list for you. But websites is number three. It's a great place to go to just surf the web, but have intentionality when you surf the web. Do you have any thoughts there, Matt?
No, yeah, I think that's exactly right. There's Unsplash.com is a photo site, and actually all the photos are free, so you can just download them. But there's such beauty and just amazing photos that could inspire you to think things that you wouldn't sitting in front of computer or a white wall in an office or something like that. Another one that I like is Slash Film. It's like a blog. It's just all about like what movies and stuff. I'm like a big movie guy, so like always reading about like what's up, how they did things, different interviews with filmmakers and creatives and stuff like that. Just to sort of jog ideas or think about things like that. Another one would be musicbed.com. Sometimes I actually just go and I listen to music, and sometimes when I listen to like instrumental music or soundtrack type stuff, ideas and stories will just come just from the music and out of nowhere. And so that's fun for me to listen.
All right, give us number four on our list.
I would say concerts or special events are great. I mean, the Olympic opening ceremonies are a spectacle, and they do things that you're like, how did they think of that? And they build stuff. And, at Rio, when I thought it was like slightly anticlimactic when they lit the flame, but then they lifted it up in front of this twirling, mirrored thing, and it threw little dots of light everywhere, and I was like, okay, that was cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the halftime of the Super Bowl is neat. I went and saw U2 not too long ago, and it was like the stage that they built, and then even the way they filmed for IMAG, I was like, these are some great, it's just so out of the box that you're just like, wow.
Yeah. Let me piggyback off that. I thought that the Olympics are something that I watch. The ceremonies from those are incredible. I remember a few years ago, I don't know if it was China or I'm not sure where it was, but they had the guy that ran across the top of the stadium. Do you remember that a few years ago? Things like that are just incredible. And in Rio, when they had the buildings and the projection mapping on the field and all that, just incredible stuff. And obviously, we don't have budgets to do things like that, but the concepts are what we need to be watching. Hey, we could do something on a smaller scale. We could do something similar. So that's some great stuff to watch there. Another thing for Christians to note is it's okay to not go to Christian concerts and let that be the only thing that you go to, because a lot of the creativity you're going to get from Christian and mainstream artists. So is there something at a local concert or a recent concert like U2 or something that you have seen that you've implemented in your stuff, Matt?
I think one thing is, like, if even going to, like, smaller venues and seeing what people do, what stage design or like, how they set up their band or things like that is, I think those are all things that, like, I watch, I listen, I try and just see, like, what are they doing that I haven't thought of, and then going back and saying, hey, what if we moved our drums, or what if we put the screen here, or, you know, and like I said, that U2 concert, like, they did so many dolly moves with the camera, and I just thought, oh my goodness, this is great. Like, I don't know if I could do this on Sunday, every Sunday, but what if we had a concert, and, you know, instead of just having, like, three stationary cameras and then our fourth roaming guy, what if we put our sort of one side camera, what if we put it on a dolly track, you know, and had it just sort of move, you know, see people's hands and heads move by. And we ended up doing that for a video, an instructional video where a guy was sort of speaking to a small group, and it looked so cool.
All right, get us going with number five.
Nature, change of scenery, anything like that, like get to a coffee shop. You know, you always have somebody who's writing in a coffee shop, and I still today wonder how they do that. But if you're trying to understand people and how they work, I mean, a coffee shop and just people watching, just seeing, like, how do they design the shop, just feeling different, you know, walk to work a different way, drive to work a different way. I have, like, three different routes I drive to work, depending on how I feel that day, you know, do something different out of your normal routine and just see what happens. I think that is, cool. Go in the middle of the forest and lay down. I don't know. I think we've lost in some ways our connection with nature. You know, as we grow older, we don't want to go in the woods. It's kind of dirty. Why not? Let's get out there and hang out and hear what it sounds like and get out of our normal routine.
Also, too, just the change of scenery just kind of clears our minds sometimes to not have the hustle and bustle of the office, but to get out and to just kind of clear our minds so that we can think of more creative things. Okay, number six is network television. Here's what we mean by this, is we want you to watch things that might not necessarily be the actual content of a show, although that would be that's great, just to watch shows and movies for ideas. But one thing I do is, it's funny, my family will pick on me around Thanksgiving or whatever when we're sitting around watching a football game, And I'm watching the lower third come up going, I wonder how they're animating those leaves in the lower third and things like that, or the marker that goes across the field, or the different motion graphics elements that are used. That's the stuff that I'm watching as well as the game. And so I would encourage you to watch network television, watch commercials, watch bumps where they're telling you the schedule for the night, and how things are cut out. If they cut out different characters and they bring them in and animate them, sit down and take notes. Watch that commercial or that bumper over and over and over, and analyze how that comes in, what elements being used, how they've used their logo in a unique way, things like that. Do you have any thoughts there, Matt?
I think that's exactly right. Like, I think sometimes what happens is, we get a concept, and maybe I'll just speak for myself, and then you go down to actually implement it, and you think, well, how did they bring it on screen, though? Like, you know, how did they get it off? How did they do that, and then it's like, oh, maybe I should have paid a little more attention to what they were doing. So, yeah, like just dialing down closer into the detail of like what are they actually doing, and even like going to a sporting event and watching the Jumbotron, I think is great. I mean, if you're an extrovert and you know you can, I mean, a friend of mine, he does all of this stuff for the Pirates, and he's just a regular guy. He's just like a regular normal guy. Like, so I mean, these are just normal people. Why not pick up the phone and call, you know, whatever sporting event is down the road from you? Say, who's your video guy? Who's your graphics guy? Like, can I chat with him? Like, chances are he would probably love it if you could get to his phone. You know?
Yeah, people love telling you what they're passionate about as well. They love having an audience and listening. So, yeah, and it never hurts to ask. I mean, you pick up the phone and call around and ask people. That's good. Okay, so we're both big movie buffs, Matt. So we put number 7 as movies or the theater. What are some things that you watch for that spark creativity when you go to the movies?
I look for one of the number one things I look for is, like, story. How did the story make sense? How did they motivate people? Like, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just on the kick with that right now. Like, how do people work? How do characters work in movies? You know, did I believe that? Do I think they really would have done that? You know, would they really have said that? And then trying to understand how did the writers or the directors, how did they do that? Because I think people, when they watch people on screen, we are experts in people. Like, you can't trick people because we know people so well. And so trying to get that right, trying to get characters right, especially if you're doing like a sermon bumper, anything that's like dialogue driven or sort of like story based, like you want to present the most authentic version of the human condition, if you will. And I think that's one of the things I love. And then, you know, technically, like, how did they light it? Like, what camera moves did I like it? And just, I mean, really, like, I think as filmmakers, we all need to, like, basically say, do I like that or not? Not like, was that, I mean, is it good or not is good as well. But, like, really, it's like, did I like that? Because the things that we like, we can then incorporate. I didn't like that camera move. I didn't like that character, you know. So those are all things. And one way to sort of extend that would be not just to go to a movie, but go to like an independent film where the filmmakers are there. You know, like if there's a little screening at a small theater, you know, in your city, like go to it and ask them questions or just listen, you know, to other people's questions and just get involved. Like, I think that, like what we were saying on the last one, like, I think we would all be very surprised at how much people do want to connect with other people. You know, people like filmmakers or people that are in like a public domain doing that, and we might see them like up on a little bit of a pedestal or oh, they're so amazing, but like they're just human beings, and they like you said, Carl, they love to chat about themselves. So yeah. Go hang out with that film. Go say, hey, can I hang out with you? You guys going to coffee after this? Just hang out with them and just get connected to that community a little bit.
So let me piggyback off of one thing you were saying about movies, and story is one thing that I look for when I'm watching a movie is how did they tell the story? So let me give you a very specific example here. In recent years, one storytelling device that's really making a comeback is the device where you give the audience a very pivotal scene in the movie at the very start of the movie. And then 5-10 minutes goes by, that entire scene goes by, and then text on screen that says 2 weeks earlier or 24 hours earlier. And then you trace that whole day and then get back to that scene. This particular style of storytelling kind of came back with a guy named J.J. Abrams, who produced and directed the Star Trek, new Star Trek movies, the new Star Wars movie. He started that technique back again when he was working on the show Alias. And then when he directed his first movie, Mission Impossible 3, that technique was the pivotal story or how he told the story of that movie. So he used a very pivotal episode of Alias and then worked it into his first directorial movie. And there were some similar elements in the first Star Trek movie that he directed. So that's a specific example of like a story element that I'm looking for is how do you tell that story? Any thoughts there, Matt?
Well, yeah, immediately I think of the pilot of Breaking Bad, which is exactly that. And in all the examples, the Mission Impossible 3 and Breaking Bad, and then the one you said earlier. Anyway, in all three examples, there's a twist. They don't just come back to it and continue. There's a twist that happens, and when you come back to that scene and you catch back up with time, and that I think that's one of the beauties of storytelling is, like, every scene, everything we do has some sort of, like, dynamic to it, change or a twist, or not everything has, like, a crazy twist to it, but it's dynamic, so it's not just one idea. And even like that technique you're saying, Carl, it's not just this linear idea that just goes on and we can sort of predict what's going to happen. It gets that action right up front and hooks us in. And then when we come back to it, it surprises us by changing what we thought was going to happen right in that moment. And I love it. I think you're exactly right. It's just such a fun storytelling device when it's done well.
Okay, so we got three more. We're going to hit these pretty quick. Okay, so number eight is, and I've mentioned this before, and that is candid interviews that discuss craft. So let me give you examples of these. Larry King would be an example of, if you go on to Aura, ORA.TV, Aura.TV, his show, Larry King's show, has a massive list of actors, filmmakers, all kinds of politicians, all kinds of people that you're going to just hear them talk about their craft or what they love and how they do something. So that's really neat. Inside the Actor's Studio would be another show. Journalists like Charlie Rose and people like that have little roundtable discussions with people. And podcasts is another way that you can get candid interviews. Is there something that you've picked up from these, Matt, that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I've recently been listening to Masterclass with Aaron Sorkin, and it's a paid thing, but oh my goodness, it is just, I mean, it's wonderful. You don't have to. The great thing about it is you could just put it on and like sort of do work and sort of listen to it in the background. But it is so wonderful. It's just like pulling the curtain back. And the other one that's on my list I haven't listened to, but is Dustin Hoffman's Masterclass, which I'm really excited. It's on acting, so I'm really excited to jump into that one next. So, yeah, there's just so much out there right now, so much access to that kind of stuff. And even there are lots of resources that are available.
Yeah. All right, hit us with 9 and 10 real quick, Matt.
Okay, so books. Read fiction. Read, you know, stuff that... Read other people's stories. See how they develop them, how they connect characters, and especially in book form, because you're responsible for all the imagery in that, and it's going to exercise that muscle. One of the things that I like to look for is, obviously, the Bible is a great book, but not looking at the main characters. Like, sometimes looking at the side characters. Like, for example, we were talking about the siege of Jerusalem at church on Sunday, you know, when Daniel and them all got taken to Babylon. And I thought about, like, what would that have been like for, I think, maybe 18 months, the army surrounded Jerusalem, and, you know, they even it resulted in cannibalism and just awful situations inside when Jeremiah was prophesying, come on, repent and all that. What would it have been like to be in that moment? Like, not any of the characters we read about, but that situation, like, I don't know, thinking about some of those things are just so cool to me. And you're not, messing with canon or anything like that, but you're just kind of thinking of those situations. And then nonfiction books, as well, Robert McKee has a good book on called Story, all about writing. Stephen King has another book on writing. His book is really great because this is like, hey, look, I'm not anybody. Meanwhile, we all know he's a prolific writer, and he just tells all the secrets. So it's not scary, don't worry, even though it's Stephen King. And stores, I love to go into antique stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, you just see something, you're like, oh, what could I do with that? What could I make out of that? What could that be on the stage? Could that be a prop? Could that be something that a story is built around, or part of a story, or a sermon, or something like that? So just touching things, being in a physical environment, no longer visual, not just auditory, but now you're in a tactile environment and learning that way. So I think that'd be, Hobby Lobby, craft store, all those things. Get those juices flowing. Yeah.
Okay, so that is our list of 10 things, 10 places that you can find creative inspiration. Let me hit these real quick as a review. Number one, other churches, music, websites, concerts and special events, nature, coffee shop, or change of scenery. Number six would be network television. Seven is the movies or theater. Eight is candid interviews that discuss craft. 9 books, and 10 stores. And we'll put all this, as well as links and lists of all of our websites and different things, on the show notes page for this episode. So be sure to check that out at 1230media.com. Matt, thank you so much for having this discussion with me, man. It's been a pleasure.
I've had a blast. Thanks so much, Carl, for having me on.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get exclusive content for your team online now at 1230media.com. As a church media director, we know that you're constantly looking for ways to make your life and job easier. In the Ultimate Church Media Toolbox, the new ebook by Carl Barnhill, Carl gives over 57 digital tools and ideas on how to use them for your ministry and your team. From Dropbox to MailChimp, GroupMe, Plex Media Server, and more. Carl gives you descriptions of each tool, ways to use each to enhance your ministry to your media team, and direct links to download the app or the tool. The book is organized so you don't have to search around to know where to get it or how to use it. It's a resource that we pray will help save you time and energy. It's also extremely affordable. You can grab several copies for your team members without putting a dent in your budget. The Ultimate Church Media Toolbox, available now on Amazon or on our website at 1230media.com/toolbox. That's 1230media.com/toolbox.
The Church Media Podcast, essentials for executing your Sunday worship service. Here is Carl Barnhill.
Hey guys, you can follow Matt on Twitter at Matt Fridge with no E, MattFridg, or you can find him online at MatthewFridge.com. For complete show notes, transcripts, and more resources from this episode, visit 1230media.com/061, as in episode number 61. You may be listening to this episode of the show on the show notes page for this episode. So thank you for listening. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so you never miss an episode.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week, I welcome Phil Bowdle to the show. Phil is the creative arts pastor at Westridge Church in Atlanta. I talked with Phil about creating a communications plan for your church, how to reach millennials, some tips for using Snapchat, and more. Don't miss next week's episode. I want to thank David Michael Hyde, our producer. Check him out today at davidmichaelhyde.com if you have an audio need. He can compose something for you or help you in any way that he can. Visit davidmichaelhyde.com to find him. Well, thanks for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some incredible experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, transcripts, and more free church media resources for your team, visit 1230media.com.
We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.